Hello, Aaron.
Hey, sorry about that. Are
Oh,
you
that's okay. Is that better?
yeah, it's way better. Are you outside right now or are you indoor?
No, indoors.
Oh, okay. So, yeah,
And
do you
I'm
have
sitting
any?
still, but I do have trouble with my cell service. My house is very large, and so I get very spotty service, even though I'm sitting right below a booster. So.
Oh, that's cool. Big houses normally have that.
Yeah, so I have three boosters in the house and it's not enough.
Well, that means you definitely need more boosters to cover all the area in the
Yeah,
house.
I know, but that's going to be my next project. It's just one thing at a time.
One step at a time, definitely right about that. So, yeah, as I said, I had a question. Do you have any earlier deadline? Like, how soon are you looking to get it up and running? Because if everything goes smoothly, if you are quick with the responses, we shouldn't have any problem getting it up and running in about 2 to 4 weeks' time. Would that work for you?
4 weeks is fine. I mean, I don't have a problem. What I would really like to do is be done and ready and live by like first week of August.
Yep, that can
So
definitely be done.
about 4 weeks. That's my ultimate goal. Because here's the thing, my Christmas shopping starts early September, and we need some time to start getting, the word out and getting shown. So my
Yep.
next question is, you said that you include 1 year of website maintenance. Does that mean you're going to be hosting, or you mean you're just going to be maintaining the site and showing us how to use it and doing all that good stuff?
It'll be both. We'll be hosting it on our server as well, and when we host it, we also provide a full-on technical support and customer support. So if there's any issue with the website, if there's any performance related issues with the website, or if there's any content related changes you want to see on your website, you can simply give us a call and we'll cater that request. We will
Okay,
accommodate
so after the first year, what is the cost of hosting and maintenance?
that. After 1 year, you're looking at around $300 to $400 per year. That covers
Okay, that's
the
not bad. Okay, I'm just making sure that, can you just jot that down and put all of these things into the proposal? Because, I mean, I want to make sure we have everything covered as much as we can. This way it doesn't leave any room for error or for questions or for disagreements later.
Yeah, I think the proposal does include the full website maintenance. I'll go ahead and
Yeah, for a
also
year, but I want a price for after the first year.
let me shoot an email and let me put that together in the email. Would that work, or would you like me to update that in the proposal?
I'd like to update in the proposal because, I mean, your proposal is a contract, so unless you have
Yep.
a separate contract,
Yeah, let
I
me go
want to
ahead
make
and
sure
shoot that.
everything's in the contract. I'm sorry, I'm just very detailed as far contracts go, and so I just want to make
Yeah.
sure
Yeah, I understand.
everything possible is in there. So,
Yeah, I can go ahead and do that. I can update that and put that in the proposal as well. The maintenance and hosting plan after 1 year, and yeah, and I also included the details for the identity SEO plan. So once the website goes live,
yes, I saw that. I like that. I like that.
So once the
And then
website goes
what?
live, it'll take about a month, a month and a half to get the campaigns going to start getting the actual results from the campaign for the SEO marketing that we're gonna set up for your website. So yeah,
Okay,
hopefully by
so
September and October you should be start getting the
next question, is, oh Lord, I lost my train of thought. I'm sorry, I'm just running around here. Oh, what is the price for all the SEO and marketing after the first year?
after first month, because the SEO is included for first month. After first month, we have the SEO prices listed on our website. That's the elite website, eliteWebsiteCreator.com. So if you look under the SEO services, we have SEO packages starting from $450 going all the way up to $1,500, $1,600. The one that I have applied for your with your package, it's the identity SEO plan. I believe that's for $850. That gives you about that covers about 10 to 15 different keywords. So that really depends after the website goes live and after you've evaluated the results from the identity SEO plan, if you want to continue targeting about 10 to 15 keywords, or if you want to minimize the amount of keywords you want to target or increase the amount of keywords that you want to target. So we have SEO plans starting from 445 going all the way up to 2000 actually. Yeah. So the one that I've included in your plan, that's the identity SEO, that's for 845. But with the
okay, so you need to spell that out. You need to spell that out, and you need to be very clear as to exactly what's included. So
yeah. If you look at our SEO page on our website, elitewebsitecreator.com, like, are you?
I know. I got that. I will look, but I want you to write that into the contract that that's what's included for the first month, so that I know.
Yeah. It does say that in the contract in the proposal as well.
Oh, it does say that it's an elite.
Yeah, it says it's an identity SEO package included.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's
elitewebsitecreator.com, yep.
Yeah, no. I'm looking for the packages where it talks about the marketing part.
So on elitewebsitecreator.com, right on the top where it says services, if you put your mouse on services, going to drop down the list of options. From there, if you click on SEO services,
It says identity SEO plan. Oh, it says 10 to 15 keywords.
Yep.
Included
all the features for the identity SEO plan, and I've included that in the proposal as well. If you look at the proposal, the updated proposal.
I am. That's what I was looking at. So hold on a second. Let me see. Action plan, website package, elite package. So is the price is the best that you can do?
Sorry, what was that?
For the website, is that the best? Is it your best price?
That's absolutely because after going over the list of details you forwarded me, there were a couple of additional things that that bought up the price a little bit. So yeah, I mean, as far as the pricing goes, that's the best pricing. But the things that are included in the pricing, that pretty much covers everything that you would need to get the get your store up and running and get your store going, and that also includes the amount of traffic and visitors that we're going to bring to your website, to your store. But we're also going to set up your social media platforms, social media stores, and link them with your website, and additional features that you requested, such as the live chat feature. I've also included that. And with the automated sales and inventory management, the clients would be able to customize and personalize their shopping items. And
that was the most important thing to me.
Yep, absolutely. I have included that in the package, in the proposal. We're also going to link it with the third. We're also going to link it with the third party API such as ShipStation. And we're also going to provide your clients with a separate user dashboard area. And you'll also get a fully admin panel access for inventory management and sales and order management.
What about order management? I understand about the product management and inventory, but order management is really important so that we're able to control the process and know what stage each product, each order is at.
Yes,
we seem to have a worse connection than before.
Yes, absolutely. So let's say if there's any a marketplace that you are getting your products from, we're gonna link your website with the marketplace, so you get the real-time feeds from the marketplace. If you are automatically updating your list of products from a supplier's website, we're gonna link it with your supplier's website so that you get a real-time feed. So let's say if you're out of stock, it's going to automatically show that on the website that you're out of stock. You won't have to do that manually. It'll have the automated feature where you'll be able to, manage the products and even the categories. And let's say if there is a product that you put on the website and it's your best-selling product, it's going to come up on your website as the featured product or the best-seller product. And you're also gonna get the clients are also gonna get complimentary products, or let's say if there's any substitute product if they're not able to find that product. So you'll have all those features available. So that will actually maximize your sales. And with the tracking and with the Google Marketing Analytics, you'll be able to track the amount of visitors that you're going to get on your website, on which page the visitors are actually staying and on which page they're leaving. So that will help us figure it out. What are the best parts of the website which is actually helping you maximize the sale, and narrow down the cons and disadvantages, and improve on it basically. So since we're gonna maintain and host the website for next 12 months, it'll be like an ongoing process in order to get the best result out of the marketing campaigns that we're gonna set up. And the mobile responsive, that's obvious, because about 70 to 80% of the traffic is going to come from mobile devices. So I have included the mobile responsive feature as part of the package, and it is something that we offer on all our website projects.
Okay, and so let me ask you this. Do you use a particular theme for Shopify, or do you guys design everything from scratch?
If there is any particular theme that you like, you can tell that to us. But most of our the user interface and the outlook of the website is fully customized. So initially, we're going to work on the design part first. We're going to come up with different mock-ups, different design options for you to choose from. And if you look at the proposal, it says that it includes unlimited revisions and unlimited redraws. So we can go back and forth on the design changes until you're 100% satisfied. So yeah, we like to have it customized, offer customized solution. But if there's any particular theme that, like the one that you mentioned in the email, the theme from lizush.com, so we can try to replicate that theme. I mean, not.
Well,
like
we don't want to replicate it exactly. I mean, I gave it as an idea that I wanted. Gosh, we have
exactly.
A little bad connection.
Yeah.
As an idea as to how I want a really clean site. I want it to be really modern, very contemporary. I want it to be exciting. And let's talk about the payment options too. How do you expect to be paid?
Well, you have two options. Either you can pay that in full, pay the full amount in one go, and if you do that, you get like a $500-$600 discount. Instead of $29.99, the total amount payable would be $2,500. That's a one-time fee. There are no monthly charges or recurring charges after that. If you want to have it divided into an installment plan, then you can. Then the total cost of the project is going to come up to $29.99. That's about $3,000. The initial payment.
That's fine. I don't need the installment plan, but I mean, do you expect to be paid not upfront? I hope.
If you want to get the discount, discount on total price. Then the total amount is going to be $2,500. I can do one thing for you as a gesture of goodwill, and I can go go a mile ahead and offer you the discounted price on the installment plan. So let's say if you're not comfortable paying the full amount up front, we can get you started on $1,500. And once you see the design, once you approve the design part, and once we put the website on a demo server where you'll be able to see the beta version of the website, then you can go ahead and release the other amount, and we can deploy the website and get it live.
Because usually I like it, the way I like it, I don't mind doing half as a down payment, but the other half needs to be at the end when the site is live.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I just offered. So instead of half, the actual cost of the project, it's $29.99. It's about $3,000. So the initial deposit on that would be $1,500. And then after you see the work, after you approve the design, and after you approve the development, after you're satisfied with the work, then you can release the final $1,000, and we can deploy the website and get it up and running.
Okay, well, put all that in the contract and just resend it to me.
I did put the pricing option in the contract under
what you just said is not there about the two payments. That needs to be in there. The discount needs to be in there. I mean, there's just a few tweaks.
If you
don't mind,
I can update it, not a problem, but I don't know if you had a chance to look at under project cost. It says the initial, but let me
I
go ahead
did.
and update that. Let me go ahead and update that and also put the maintenance, the pricing for the maintenance and hosting after 1 year. So I'll update the pricing for that on the updated proposal, and I'll also mention the payment plan.
In California, it charges tax and labor.
The tax with Georgia, I think, is 4% sales tax.
I know, but Georgia doesn't charge sales tax and labor. They only charge sales tax on products.
Yeah. So, some of the plugins that we're gonna purchase for the website are like actual products, if you know what I mean. They're actually actual products that we purchase online. But let me go ahead and update the maintenance and the hosting price after 1 year.
Okay.
Spare me for a moment.
And don't forget to put the time frame in there that you're looking at 4 weeks.
Yep.
I read you guys' reviews. You have pretty good reviews.
I'm glad that you liked it. Since most of our projects are customized projects, we don't leave a room for any bad reviews because, like I said earlier, we don't really move forward with the next step until we get an approval on the previous step. So there isn't much room for error or...
Okay, so the team that's going to be working on the site, who will that consist of?
Well, I'll be overviewing the project. I will assign a dedicated project manager as well. So your main point of contact, it will be me and one of the project managers that I'm going to assign to your project. The project manager is going to give you regular updates as far as the project goes. As far as, you know, talking about the project and talking about the marketing strategy, that will be me. But as far as the regular update goes, your project manager, who I'm going to assign to your project, will be will provide you with the regular updates. I'll basically assign a team of designers and developers, so who are going to work on your project. It'll be a dedicated team of designers and developers, and content writers as well.
Okay. Actually, got down another site that I wanted you to look at. I really like the idea of how she does it. It's whiteconfettibox.com.
Can I have that one more time?
I'm sorry?
Can I have that one more time?
Yeah. Whiteconfettibox.com.
She's out of...
Whiteconfettibox.com. She's out of either south of North Carolina. Oh, my goodness. We have such a terrible connection.
Yeah, I hope you can hear me fine, though, because...
I can hear you. I hear junk in the background, too.
Yeah, even though it's coming in and out, but I think I can hear you fine as well. Okay, I'm looking at this website, whiteconfettibox.com.
Yeah, do you see? I mean, there's a girl, so... She is probably my largest competition.
Oh, yeah? Really? I mean, the mm-hmm. Outlook, the user interface and Outlook of her website, it looks quite simple. It is elegant, though, but it's quite simple. It's not that too...
It is, but it's... Well, the main word here is elegant.
Elegant, yep, that's for sure. We can actually... provide you with something a lot better than White Confetti Box. So
well, yes, and that's what I want, but I wanted you to see that I want it to be elegant and I want it to be clean And so it's kind of maybe almost a combination between Lizush and the Kawaii Confetti Box. I like the personalized images. Actually, the girl on the cover is the owner. And I don't want any of my images anywhere, obviously. But I do want it to be personal.
Oh, is that her in the picture? Is that?
Yeah, it actually is.
Oh, cool. So yeah, so you don't want your pictures, since the name of your website, Nima Gift Co. So it's related to Nima, and I believe that's you, right?
No, actually, yeah. Nima stands for Nicole and Marina.
Oh, okay.
And Nicole is my daughter.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, so Nima stands for Nicole and Marina. And it's just Nima Gifts. It's not Co. Co is only for the Etsy site.
NimaGifts.com. This one's going to be for NimaGifts.com.
Correct.
All right. So, yeah, we can definitely have something. We can definitely have something a lot better than this for you.
Well, good. I hope so.
Yep, and initially, like I said, we're going to come up with the initial design concepts. So well, we're going to present you with multiple layout options for you to choose from. And once you pick a design, once you're 100% satisfied with it, if you look at our proposal, it does say that we offer 100% satisfaction guarantee, 100% unique design guarantee. So we're going to make sure that designs that we create, it's not already out there or it's not copied from anywhere.
Good. That's what I want.
Yep, so I'm just updating the proposal here. I'm just on the updating the cost here.
I will finalize everything tomorrow. I've got, well, I guess now with you in the picture, there's four companies that I'm looking at. And I'll talk it over with my husband, and we'll make a decision tomorrow.
Okay, that will work. Let me, I'm just going to go ahead and email the updated proposal over to you.
Okay, sounds good. So make sure you have as much detail as possible.
Yep, just going to add the additional things you just asked. I'm going to include the price for maintenance and hosting after 12 months and estimated time of project completion. I'm also going to add the installment plan here. I had a question though. Since you're already in talks with different website designers and developers, what's the best code you've gotten so far? If you don't mind me asking.
1500.
1500.
Yeah. So you guys are a lot higher, I bet.
Well, I can do one better. I can actually offer you an additional $500 discount. That's if you are able to, if it's a possibility and if you're able to make a decision on it by today, I can actually get you.
I can't do it today. I told you I'm going to do it tomorrow. We were actually babysitting our granddaughter all day today. We're exhausted. I can barely think straight. That's why you're the only one I'm talking to right now. But I do want to give everybody the benefit of the doubt. I mean, the extra $500 off would be very helpful.
Yep, so I'm just going to include that, mention that in the proposal, okay?
Okay.
All right, there you go. Just emailing it to you right now. Let me know once you receive it.
Have you seen our Etsy shop by any chance?
Yep, Nima Gifts
Co. But no, go on Etsy, because Nima Gifts Co. is actually the internet version of the Etsy site.
Yep.
So you actually need to go to Etsy because it looks different on Etsy than it does on the internet.
Okay, so that's Etsy.com/shop/NimaGiftsCo, right?
Yes.
All right, let me open that up. Just one moment.
Because it looks completely different on Etsy than it does on... You get there?
Yep, just looking at it right now.
Yeah, so you see how it looks completely different on there than it does on the internet?
Yeah, it looks a bit different. I believe you have more products on your Etsy site.
No, the number of products is the same. It's just the way that the site looks on Etsy is different than, and it's actually the same site. It's hosted by Etsy. And everything is Etsy, but they didn't have the same templates to take it on to the internet as they do on Etsy.
So the banner that you have on your Etsy where it says modern bridesmaid proposal gifts and modern gift boxes,
mm-hmm.
do you like that? Would you like to keep the same banner design for your website?
Not necessarily the same, but I like the idea of showing. Okay, so, you know, there's, I think, four. There's actually four images in the banner. The one that I was thinking, it's, obviously, I like the idea of modern gift boxes for, like, the one that shows, like, all the occasions, all the life occasions. I like that idea, but it doesn't necessarily have to be done in that particular way.
Sure, but we can use that as a reference, though, right?
Exactly. And then what I'll do is I'll change Etsy to reflect what the other one is. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. That'd be of a big help, that's for sure.
I do like my logo. I don't want to change the logo. I just changed it. I don't know if I mentioned it. I'm actually a graphic designer myself. It took me a year and a half to actually stop on one particular logo. Because I designed them at the speed of light, and then I keep changing my mind, but I actually like this one.
Oh, okay. The one with the gift box on top and NEMA gifts.
Correct.
Gifts in the steric form fonts. Okay. I just forwarded you the email with the updated proposal. Can you check your inbox?
I got it.
Oh, cool. Can you open it up and look at if there's an additional thing?
I will, Aaron. I'm sorry. I have another client that just emailed me, and I was supposed to have done something today, and I totally forgot because I had COVID, and I didn't do what I was supposed to do, and now I'm in trouble, and I need to respond.
Oh, okay. So I should probably let you get back to it then. If there's any additional things, you can reach out to me on email or just shoot me a text.
Absolutely. And I know that you're – where in California are you?
We're in San Jose.
Okay.
Yep. So.
Okay, so yeah, you're behind. You're like 3 hours behind me. It's like, what, 5:30, 5:40 over there?
Yep, I'm still in the office for the next 20 minutes, and then I'll be off. I'll be available tomorrow at 9 in the morning from 9 to 6. So.
Okay, well, that's what – I mean, it'll be tomorrow. It's just I totally screwed up, and I forgot about this woman, and totally blew my mind, and – I need to figure out really quickly how to get myself out of this.
Oh, yeah.
So,
look into that. Take care of that first. Yeah.
Yeah. So let me go. I will talk to you tomorrow. I will look at it later on tonight, but I will talk to you tomorrow. You have a good afternoon, okay?
And you as well. Have a good evening. Take it easy.
Thanks. Take care. Okay, bye.
All right. Bye.
Bye.